Hello again, you're with the news at one, and we can get more now on our main story this afternoon. The news that planning approval has been given for a major Dublin drainage scheme. The scheme, with a likely cost of €1.3 billion, has been in the planning system for 7 years, with repeated warnings that unless it goes ahead, there will have to be restrictions on house building across the Dublin region. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy has been outlining today's decision.
So what's been announced is that Uisce Éire and formerly Irish Water has been given the go-ahead for a major €1.3 billion drainage scheme for Dublin, which is critical in terms of provision of housing. So what it actually is there's going to be a new treatment plant in Clonshock, and it is essentially going to treat the wastewater, and then it will be piped out to sea at Baldoyle. Now, there will be a pipe that runs 6 kilometres out to sea, but essentially the treatment plant is going to be connected to a major orbital sewer in the north side of Dublin. And the point about the whole thing is that it's going to address a massive problem that's building up because the treatment plant at Ringsend is currently at full capacity.
This scheme has been in the planning system for a long, long time, something Uisce Éire has drawn attention to in the recent past. So can you explain the significance of today's decision?
Yeah, so this has been in the planning system since 2018, 7 years. And the difficulty is that during that time, the cost for the project has doubled, but also the population has been rising. The housing crisis has got a lot worse and there's a lot more pressure to deliver housing. But in order to deliver housing, it needs to be connected to the drainage system. And currently, they were facing a situation, the authorities were facing a situation whereby they may have been unable to issue new planning permissions for housing projects in North Dublin unless this scheme went ahead. Now, it's still going to take a few years to build, and there is an 8-week window during which objectors can take a judicial review. But if everything goes according to plan, it would be built by the year 2032. But essentially, Dublin was looking at a situation whereby in 3 years' time, unless there was the prospect of this scheme coming online, then housing applications, particularly in North Dublin, would have been turned down. And at a time of a housing crisis, that would have been catastrophic.
David Murphy. We're going to go back now to our other main story this lunchtime. The news that planning approval has been given for a major Dublin drainage scheme. The scheme, with a likely cost of €1.3 billion, has been in the planning system for 7 years. Joining us is Maria O'Dwyer, who's Uisce Éire's infrastructure director. Maria, thanks for being with us this afternoon. What's your reaction to this decision? I should imagine you're pleased.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you. Yes, we're absolutely delighted in Uisce Éire, and we really welcome on Commissioner Planola's decision to approve the Greater Dublin Drainage Project. This is a really positive day, and this project is going to benefit the communities, you know, in North Dublin, Kildare and Meath especially, and it's going to enable us to address the wastewater capacity challenges in those areas and actually provide for future growth and housing. This project will give us the capacity to service a population of 500,000 people. But in addition, it'll provide additional resilience to the Greater Dublin area, especially where wastewater is concerned. You might be aware that today, 40% of our wastewater is actually treated in our Ringsend treatment plant. And, you know, Dublin is hugely reliant on it. So it's really good news to get this decision over the line today. And we're really looking forward now to progressing the project and moving it forward.
Could there be any further objections?
Yes, you can never say that there won't be, but we're going to concentrate on the pieces that what we can do and address. We've some additional pre-construction statutory approvals to acquire, and we have to drive on now with our procurement strategy. So we'll focus on the pieces that we can control. And I suppose the key thing we'd like to call out today that this project is, you know, designed to protect and promote the environment, but it's also critical, I suppose, to allow our city to grow and to service our communities.
Maria O'Dwyer, thanks for joining us this afternoon.